On the judgment day, a man approached the gate of heaven and asked to be allowed to enter. "Tell me one good thing you did in your life," says St. Peter. "Well," says the man, "I saw a group of punks harassing an elderly lady, so I ran up and kicked their leader in the shins." St. Peter is impressed. "When did this happen?" The man said, "About 40 seconds ago." You know, stories like that make me long for the day when we get there, on the judgment day. And then we get into heaven, those that have been found faithful to death. And we learn that on the judgment day, according to the Bible, there are three things that we will be judged. Number one, we will be judged by the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." We will be judged by the Word of God. No creed book, no prayer that we uttered to something or someone, no mat that we pray on, no good feeling that we have. We will be judged according to the Word of God. Number two, we will be judged by our actions. In writing the book of Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 14, the last verse of that book says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Both the good things, which we will like to be judged for, and the bad things, which people will regret, they will be brought into the judgment. Couple that with 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, and we'll be judged by our actions. And lastly, we will be judged by the righteous judge. That is found in Psalm 89 and 14, where he says that justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Since justice and judgment inhabit or dwell in the throne of God, then we know that he is the righteous judge that offers the righteous judgment. So we will be judged by the words of Jesus, by our actions, and the righteous judge will be the one that does that. Friends, let me encourage you to live in a way where you do not dread the judgment. Instead, live in a way where you're excited for it.